Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or before you brought forth the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turned men back to dust, saying, Return to dust, O sons of men. For 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. This is the word of the Lord. In a few hours, people will be getting together at parties and bars, or maybe together in someone's living room in order to celebrate the passing of a new year, passing of the old year, and welcoming a new year. I recently read that about 60% of Americans are going to watch the Times Square ball drop tonight. About 78% of Americans are going to celebrate New Year's Eve in one way or another. That makes it the fourth most popular holiday in America, after Christmas, Thanksgiving, and the 4th of July. For many people, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day is a milestone of sorts. It's another year in the books. They made it to the end of 2016, and they welcome 2017. We like to mark this occasion, even if it's an occasion that's made up completely by men. The entire notion of time and dates and even years are an invention of men. Sure, God created the world and He set rules and laws in motion for the world to follow. But it was men who came up with a system of years and time and dates and so on in order to keep track of how those laws work. We need time in order to function as human beings. We are controlled and governed by time, some of us more than others. Our society is based on when things stop and when things start. We know there's obviously 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours a day, 365 and one quarter days in a year. We've learned that. But that's not something we know by nature. A little child has no concept of time whatsoever. It's something that must be learned and must be grasped and understood early on in someone's life. But not so with God. He's not bound to such things as time and dates. He's not up there in heaven celebrating the end of a new year with His angels and all the saints. He doesn't work and operate in time as we do. In time, we human beings were born, then we live, and then we die. Time is an invention of men to help us live our lives. But God doesn't need time to exist. He's always existed. He has always been and always will be. Before the creation of the world, before the invention of time, before time began, God was. Independent of time and space. Everything has a beginning and an end, except for God. He's eternal. Before time began, and He'll be around after time ends. 1,000 years in God's sight are just like a day. Or like a watch in the night. Now for the Jews had three watches during the night. Each of them lasted 4 hours. For many of us, during the watches of the night, we're sleeping, and they're over just like that, in an instant. That is what time is like for God. Just a flash, just a twinkling of an eye, an instant. Even 1,000 years is simply like a day, or just a few short hours in the eyes of the eternal God. But not only is the Lord eternal, He's also changeless. Throughout the ages, He's never changed. He's always remained the same. He has always done his will when and where he deems fit. For years, God's people have come to the Lord, and he has protected them. He has watched over the lives of his people. He became their dwelling place. He guarded them and protected them from all troubles, from all hardships, from all their enemies. And since he is eternal, and since the Lord does not change, and since he has guarded and protected us in the past, we know that he is going to continue to do so this year, next year, and throughout all the ages. Even though times change, and peoples change, and the years go on, the Lord does not change. We have a changeless God with a changeless gospel. And our Lord uses that changeless gospel to make a change in us. To make us eternal. To make us changeless. He brings us to faith through that gospel, through which we receive all the blessings His Son won for us. The blessings of forgiveness of sins and eternal life in heaven forever. We can try to grasp and try to understand this timeless truth, but we're never going to be able to fully understand it this side of heaven. We will be eternal. We who are bound to time, governed by dates, will be like God. Completely independent of time. In the third stanza of Amazing Grace, we sing about this. Something that we can't completely understand. We talk about how when we've been in heaven for 10,000 years, we're no closer to the end of heaven than when we first begun. Because heaven goes on and on and on. Into eternity. Of course, in heaven, we won't even have any concept of time or years passing by. We'll live in the eternal moment. Forever with our eternal Lord. Who is our dwelling place now? And forevermore. Please stand for prayer.